29 to 11, and joining us now, Brittany Graham. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning to you, Cozzy. Yes, Tuesday, and we have, of course, Tabcorp Park Menangle this afternoon, as they are every Tuesday, and they also race again on Friday night this week for something a little bit different. Friday night, Metropolitan Racing in Sydney, with, of course, the Harness Race in New South Wales awards night on Saturday night. So just make sure to remember that one. But our guest this morning is Tim Budd, all the way from New Zealand. Tim's back home for a week or so, but he had a fantastic season last season yet again, and he kicks off his season, well, already into the season a few weeks, but Sassy Pants, who is one of his stable stars, is stepping out for the first time this season this afternoon, and Tim joins us online now. Good morning to you, Tim, and thanks for joining us.
Morning, Brett. It's a pleasure.
Sassy Pants, she goes around in the second today at Menangle. Of course, she had a super season last season. She was only beaten on the two occasions, and she still placed on those two occasions. 8 starts, 6 wins, and 2/3. So I'm sure it's exciting to have a mare of her quality back in the racing brigade.
Yeah, it is. You know, she came over here with a lot of ability and took a little while to settle into her routine, really. And you know, last season she was terrific, and only really a couple of bigger races where she met quality opposition that she, you know, she still went really well, and they were just a bit good for her. But she's definitely developed, and you know, we're hoping for a big season with her.
Now a 5-year-old mare, her last win was great, and you speak about in top company. Well, she took out the Group 3 Bull Eye Trotters Cup, defeating some pretty nice trotters. Of course, Glenferrie Typhoon, he's a proven Group 1 winner, and Blazing Under Fire, those types. So she took those scalps. So no doubt now, as a bigger, stronger mare, she should step up yet again.
Yeah, definitely. Her trials have been great, and you know, it's just developing that strength in her gait and getting a bit more foolproof. And you know, she's always had a terrific amount of speed for a trotter, which is a great asset. So, as I said, like, she's developed this time in, and she's becoming more professional. And, you know, we're looking forward to a big year with her.
Is there any plans currently for Sassy Pants, or is it just having her come back to the races and perform well, and then you might map out a plan thereafter?
Yeah, hopefully she'll, this is a pretty easy race to kick off with today on her class, but there is a couple of good ones in it, and then we'll just move through the Menangle meetings, you know. But I have got the Inter Dominions in the back of my mind, and definitely down to Victoria after Christmas for some of those big races. So, while she may not win one of those this season, it's time to put her in them and let her develop and at that top level, and it all goes well for the future.
Exciting times, that's for sure. This afternoon, you mentioned she kicks off in a trotters race up to a rating of 72. She's rated an 82, so with the mare's concession, and then a junior concession had to go on board to get her into this race. Young Ashley Hart takes the reins on her, and she's obviously a junior driver who's proven herself at the top level as well. So she takes the reins this afternoon. I'm sure she's very excited about this opportunity.
Yeah, well, she drove and work on Saturday, and you know, Ash's worked for Andy Gaff, and so had a fair bit of experience driving trotters, and I think she may have driven Tornado Valley and work and those sort of things. So, you know, a lot of the young junior drivers in New South Wales especially don't get the opportunity to drive trotters as much as, say, the Victorian guys do or the Queensland guys, you know. So, you know, it's good to have someone that's sat behind a trotter, because they are, you know, a little bit more difficult, and you have to nurse them around a bit more than a pacer.
No doubt. So that's race two this afternoon at Tabcorp Park Menangle, 2:37. You also line up another runner in Mac Almighty. He's been around the mark of late, and he looks to come into a quite solid race, but he's the sort of horse that with the right kind of run, he can capitalise as well.
Yeah, he's a great solid horse, and you know, he's been going really well at the Penrith and the Goulburn type meetings or Bankstown, and you know, it's a little bit tougher at Menangle, different style of racing, and now, he went pretty good last week, but he just needs to keep, you know, improving a little bit to be amongst it. But as I said, he'll go a good honest race and be, you know, be right in amongst the trifecta hopefuls.
Those are your two starters today. We reflect on last season, and as I've mentioned, it was a very strong season for you yet again. A few of your stars who we haven't seen in a little while, Mark Field Marshall starting off. We haven't seen him since the Miracle Mile. Can you give us a little bit of a pointer as to where he's at?
Yeah, we just had a few little niggle, you know, with a bit of old age catching up with him. So we decided to give him a good break, and he actually comes back into work on Monday. So, you know, he'll look forward to the Christmas-type racing and maybe Perth again. And, you know, he's had a lot of issues in his racing career with wind operations, et cetera. So, you know, we just want to manage him pretty good. But he'll come up pretty good this time, and you know, we're looking forward to the big time if he's still got the ability to foot it with them.
He's the fastest pacer in the Southern Hemisphere, and getting on as an older stallion, is the breeding barn beckoning for him if he doesn't, I guess, take the step up yet again? As you mentioned, he's been a real work in progress right throughout, but he has that fantastic time next to his name already.
Well, actually, it's a damn nuisance. He's actually a double rig, so while he was out spelling this time, we tested him, fertility tested him, and it's not positive, so he's not going to be able to produce foals, which is a real nuisance, really, with a beautiful horse he is and the mile time he's got. But, yeah, I don't know what the percentages are, probably 1 in 50,000 or something, or double rigs. But, yeah, so he's basically a gelding, and, you know, when his racing career's over, he'll have a nice home at his owner's place in Mosgiel and Dunedin.
It's disappointing news, but no doubt, as you mentioned, he will live out a life of luxury. Let it ride. He's also a group race winner, a group one winner. His last win came back in the Blacks of Fake, which is just over 12 months ago now. How's he tracking?
Yeah, he's back in work now and going through his paces. So he had a disappointing season for the promise he showed, but he had a bit of an issue with his lungs and that sort of thing. So we just decided to give him a good spell and start again. So, you know, but if he doesn't come up, he'll be away to America to race and go from there with him. But, you know, we've got a really nice team of young horses that are coming through, and, you know, we're looking forward to a bit of a new sort of team in sort of six months' time.
Speaking of younger horses, Majestic Courtney did a fantastic job. And speaking of trotters, taking out a Group 1 up in Queensland during the Winter Carnival, and he's a horse that I'm sure you're just as excited about it as the likes of Sassy Pants, because much like her, once he sorts it all out, he's a pretty special trotter.
Yeah, he's actually a great gator trotter, and hardly ever puts a foot wrong, but he's just a very nervous horse standing still at the start, and it makes him look like he's a bit naughty, but once he's underway, he's pretty foolproof. So, he progressed terrifically well, and to win that big race in Queensland against some hardy opposition was, credit to the horse. And, you know, he's had 6 weeks out up in the Sunshine State up there, and he'll come back a much nicer horse, and, you know, by Christmas time he'll be, you know, putting his foot on the till with those bigger races as well, hopefully.
So do you lodge a nomination for the Inter-Dominion for Sassy Pants and Majestic Courtney?
No, Majestic Courtney probably won't be ready in time, but I think Sassy Pants, the series would sort of suit her and the Auckland way round and those sort of things. So, it makes the horses too, Britt. It makes them, they have three hard races in a week and then they have to back up in a final, and some horses thrive through, and I think she's the typical type that could. So, while Sunday Sun and a few of the others look pretty smart, I don't think she's far behind them. And, she's just got to keep progressing forward from today.
No doubt. Well, that's exciting times ahead. Another bit of exciting times, I guess, that is upcoming is this new $1 million race in New South Wales for these lower rated horses, and you do a great job of picking up horses for some really loyal owners. Have you put the feelers out for a couple that you could possibly purchase and set towards a race like that, or is it a little bit too far in the future just yet?
No, you're very perceptive, Britt. We just bought a horse that we think would be could be a perfect candidate for it, our owners bought into him, so a horse called Barrett, who she showed a lot of promise in New Zealand and just had a little bit of a mixed campaign throughout his Australian racing, so we just feel he's had enough starts where he's got to have one more start in New South Wales to be eligible, and he's lowly rated, so we feel he could be in with a chance of putting his foot on the till in that big race, because you want something in your team that you can aim for it, so it's very difficult to get the right horse.
No doubt, exciting times with Barrett as well. You mentioned He put in some really good races in Queensland during his campaign up there. So we will keep a good eye out for Barrett as we head into this $1 million pace series, which is coming up in the next 6 months or so. Best of luck with Sassy Pants this afternoon. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Tim, and we'll see you around the traps over the next few months.
Great to hear. Thanks, Britt.
Tim Butt there with some exciting news right across the board. An Inter-Dominion nomination will be lodged for Sassy Pants. I've purchased Barrett, a four-year-old now by Better's Delight, and he will be set towards the $1 million pace. Just a few little bits and pieces of news before we head back to you, Cozzy. Bling It On, he trialled yesterday at Menangle, and he was unbelievable. First up for over 12 months, 151-1, And Luke McCarthy was really, really happy with how he came through that. So Bling It On back in a big way. And this weekend at Tabcourt Park Menangle, we get to see Tiger Tara back at the races over the 2,300 metre distance. So hopefully we can see the Tiger bounce back on the pace back again tomorrow, Cozzy, with Chris Barsby.
Terrific. Good on you, Brittany. We'll talk to you then. Brittany Graham on the pace. It's 18 to 11 at Sky Sports Radio.